I suppose with the weekend that's in it and all the festival business that's going on, St. Patrick's Day and Monday and all that, we're kind of going, dilly no dose, oh dose, dilly no dose.
Do you like me green hair?
Green hair. Do you like my green hair? Anyway, here we are with a kind of an Irish. Are you going Irishy on me today? You have to, really.
Ah, yeah, we got it because, I mean, like, it's aren't we lucky for a small country that so many people around the world celebrate being Irish?
Aren't
and
we just?
Irish connection. You know, I mean, like, I
used to. Chinaman and everything never came near us, you know, jumping around on Monday.
I usually go over to America this week, and this is the first week with the cookery school.
QVC job.
Yeah, this is the first week that I made a decision at the start of the year that I would be at home doing the cookery school and just being there with my family.
But didn't you record something for them?
Yeah, you're right. And NBC.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. And
so
it's,
you'll be on
it's
on Monday.
Yeah, I'll be on, so I will, yeah. And they were telling me that when you hear this, in New York alone, you know, nearly 8 million people watch this programme. So it's just the figures are incredible. And you know, when I recorded last October? Isn't that
really
incredible? I swear
isn't
to you.
Isn't that funny?
They wanted me to do a dessert, so I'd done what we call the orchard. So it was all lovely and green. They wanted that. So it was apple done 5 different ways.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. They were lovely.
Wow.
Yeah, really
well,
happy.
That's something.
Yeah. So I'm going to enjoy St. Patrick's Day this year.
Will you be able to see? Well, of course you've seen it already. You won't be able to tune in, you won't.
No, online. Actually, that's a very good
point.
Online. Yeah, online.
Should.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So we'll see.
So look, for Patrick's Day, what are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing two recipes.
Okay.
And first of all, Irish stew. Who doesn't love Irish stew? And
my mammy made great Irish.
Well, do you know what? God bless your mother. So did mine. And I think we all learnt how to make a good stew from our parents.
Yeah.
And there's so many variations. There's so many variations of Irish stew. In this recipe that I've given you, you know, carrots are in it. There's some people that might, you know, ring into your show and say, Nevin, you're a bluff. Carrots shouldn't go into Irish stew. You can put whatever you want into Irish stew.
Well, isn't that the essence of it?
Yeah, it is.
That it's about whatever you have.
It is. The main ingredient, as we know, is lamb. Okay.
Yes.
And we're using the boneless lamb neck, which is really good value. Go to your local crab butcher.
Yeah.
They'll prepare it. It's a lovely cut. It's good value. You can use jigget chops, which is on the bone, but I'm using the actual neck, which I love. I really love it, Martin.
Right.
Now, it's really good. It's a really lovely cut and not expensive. So this recipe will serve 6 people. So this is a dish that you will have made over the weekend. Again, you cook it nice and low and slow, and it's just everything goes into the pot.
And of course,
so
if
easy.
You make it early, and then it's all soft as anything. By
it's
the
just
time.
Tender.
Yeah, it's
tender. I mean,
like,
as I say in Cavan, there's eating and drinking in
there
this.
There is eating and drinking.
There is absolutely
look at
delicious.
Look at the money you're saving already.
So we have... So we have 2 pounds of boneless lamb neck, which is trimmed and cut into cubes. Not too small or not too big. So your butcher will do that. We have 1 litre of chicken stock. OK. And then this is really important. Pearl barley, which will thicken your actual Irish stew. Adds great texture. 2 ounces of that.
I never hear of that being used in anything
else. I love that. Oh, we use it in a risotto, actually.
Oh.
We make a risotto with turbot and we do a little bit of beef cheek into it and wild mushrooms.
Yeah.
Barley, I'm using an awful lot more than I've used.
I always remember it in the stew. But
barley, it's become very, maybe trendy now in restaurants. Yeah, genuinely. And it's really delicious. Yeah, very, very, very interesting point.
Oh.
So we have potatoes, and these are just peeled potatoes, roosters, whatever. 8 ounces of that. 8 ounces of carrots, all equal quantities, cut thickly, okay? Don't be cutting them too small. This is not a fine dining dish. This is a real home comfort. It's a hug in a bowl. Is that what they'd say?
Hug in a bowl.
Mum used to say. 8 ounces of leeks, and these have to be washed, okay? And then just cut nice and thick. And then the last one, and this is optional, pearl onions is what we put into ours, or little baby shallots. Okay, so if you don't, regular onions is fine. If you can't get these, don't panic.
Yeah.
Please don't panic. Some fresh thyme, or you can use rosemary thyme, I prefer, being honest with you. 2 fresh sprigs of thyme. And all you do is place the lamb, this is so easy, cover it with stock, you bring it to the boil, and then what you do is you skim off any scum. That doesn't sound, it's not a nice word, I don't like using it, but it does. There is a little bit of scum that comes to the top. Skim that off with a slotted spoon, and then when you've done that, you stir in the barley, you reduce the heat, and you simmer this for about 30 minutes. So after the 30 minutes, then you add in your vegetables. So for example, you add in your carrots, leeks, pearl onions, thyme and your potatoes, and you bring them to the boil for another 30 minutes. So probably about an hour and 20 minutes should cook this, and that really depends on the size of the dice of lamb. If it's very big, it takes longer. So I would say anything from an hour to an hour and a half, probably an hour and a half would be a safe
That's
bet.
The rule of thumb
all your
that.
Vegetables.
Okay.
But so you cook your lamb first, then you add your barley, and then you cook that for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then you add in your vegetables. Don't put everything into the pot together, or it'll be like a liquid, you know, like a soup. You want a little bit of texture that the potatoes hold their shape, carrots hold their shape, and it's so good. And then what you do, Marty, with that, we just finish that with a little bit of thyme, or sorry, the thyme goes in at the start, and then a little bit of chopped parsley, and then we serve that with Kilcannon, which you love.
Kilcannon.
Which you love.
Oh, yeah.
We spoke recently about Champ.
Champ.
A while ago. Valentine's, how long ago was that?
What is there about that? Yeah. Culcannon
is wonderful.
Champ, curly kale.
Yeah, you love all, don't
nonsense.
You? Don't you? You do love all. You love your spuds. You love your spuds. So we've given you a recipe. We've given you a very simple recipe. You just cook your potatoes. I won't go through that. Peel them, steam them, and then just mash them. And then in a separate pot, your butter, melt that down. Add in your spring onions, a little bit of shredded cabbage. Do you know one thing we did? I'll never forget it. We used, it's kind of called a Russian kale. And we put it into mashed potato. I found it a little bit strong.
Really?
Yeah, regular kale is much better.
Don't
yeah,
tell
we
me
grow
Russia.
It. No, we grow it ourselves.
Do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We grow it. We have
I've
a full time gardener. Yeah, we're Russian and a Tuscan kale. Excuse me, forget about the quail. I've quail in the brain.
No.
But there are two variations of kale. So for this, I would use a little bit of Savoy cabbage. I like that. Bless you, my friend. The kale goes into the mashed potato.
Swallow the kale, quail's egg.
Mix that up with parsley and spring onion, and serve that with your Irish stew. It's super.
That's super. Now listen.
Have we time for another one, Marty?
No, I just exploded. My head exploded there. I'm
I know that.
Sorry.
You got excited.
No, just the last part.
Yes.
You wouldn't just do the last part again, would you?
Of course.
I'm terrible, sorry. Just the end about the mash of the potatoes. Sorry.
Yeah, so you mash your potatoes. That's fine, don't worry. You in a saucepan, you put a little bit of butter and you cook off your kale, whichever variety you're going to use, or cabbage. You cook off your spring onions and a little bit of parsley. So cook that off, stir that into your mashed potato. A little bit of milk. You can enrich it in cream if you really want to be naughty.
Yes.
Listen,
yeah.
It is, you know, it's true Lent and this is the day we enjoy it, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And then you mix that all together. So it is so tasty.
Oh, it's super. Isn't it great the way we get the weekend off?
But it is.
I love it.
Well, I'll be working.
We take it to ourselves.
But one thing I want to say, don't put in the cabbage raw. Cook it out. It's much more gentler. It works really well in your mashed potato and it's so tasty.
You were saying about this Russian.
Yes, kale.
The Russian kale that you were using.
Yeah.
How do you prevent... It should say when you go to your local shop where it's from.
These are kind of like, not artisan, but they're kind of like very specialised kind of varieties of kale. The regular kale you'll get in any supermarket, vegetable store.
And what was it about it?
I thought it was very strong. I thought it totally overpowered the potato, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and I got the chefs to taste it. And very interesting, I put it on for a Sunday lunch and my customers let me know. So that's why, you know, they would be my biggest critics.
Sure.
They said it was a bit strong.
Yeah.
And it was. It definitely was.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah,
because we all know what we expect it to taste.
Yeah, exactly.
I think.
You know, it was just a little. Now, it was the variety of kale. I want to get that message across. Your regular kale would be fine, or cabbage.
Yeah.
This was a Russian kale, which is quite intense.
Okay.
Quite intense.
Okay.
So.
Well, listen, have a great, and don't be intense over the weekend, have a great old St. Patrick's Day, you and the family. Will you be open on St. Patrick's Night?
Yeah, we are actually, no. It's a funny day. If it's on the weekend, we're packed anyway, thank God.
Yes.
But when it's on a Monday or Tuesday, it's a day people don't really go out to eat.
No.
I honestly think so.
Yeah.
It's a day of celebration. Usually I've been away and this is a day that I'm going to go and bring the twins and Imelda to probably the local one in Cavan or Manor Hamilton.
Sure,
we have one in Black Lion too, a little parade. So it's lovely.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a day you're very proud to bear. A small little parade.
That's lovely.
And I usually have to lead it.
Once or twice. And are people standing there waiting for Grove in the way? I bet you they are.
Of course they are. But the staff used to get involved in the local businesses and I suppose a day like this, it's all about, you know, a community effort.
It is, yeah.
It's celebrating.
It is, yeah.
You know, we are, as I said to you at the start, we're a small country, but we're loved, and we never take that for granted.
No, it's very true. Mm. And I'm going to go looking for you now on the telly on Monday.
So do you know what? Next week when I'm back, we'll do the apple tart. Is that fair?
Fair play.
Okay.
Deal
happy with that?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Good man. And you too.
God
and all your listeners. And Sinead and the team.
That's right. Cue the diddly eye.